Jonathan has been an SGA for 3 years. This will be his fourth year. He is by far one of the most dedicated students I've ever met in my life. He stays in the SGA office for 24 hours a day on Saturdays and Sundays. He will be a great, great contribution to this board, and I hope you all take the time to walk up to him and meet him today during the lunch break or something, because he will just be phenomenal.
Thank you,
Jimmy,
for
that.
Good to see you, John.
Jonathan is a 2005 graduate of Elizabethtown High School, where he served as student council president there. So he comes with great experience and often in SGA circles and elsewhere across the campus. Well, glad to have the opportunity to have Jonathan serve on this board here.
Next item for action is
to authorize the president to enter into this 99-year lease.
correct refusal. Are there questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I want to congratulate Flo and members of the Friends Foster Board. What an asset to our community, both environmentally, from a tourism standpoint, all of your life. Everything about the most impressive from the day that the property that project over and turned it there from an environmental problem in our community to an environmental asset. What a great asset. Congratulations to all of you. But I continue to be part of such an important asset for our community.
We could not express like we have. We hope that we will be able to, with your continued support, having students and faculty. In fact, this year we were the first recipients of the American Humanities Award, and they're helping us with a study for the removal of the non-native species that are choking out the native species in the valley. So we hope to continue and enhance our educational program for the community through the university. And thank you so much for your support throughout the years. We wouldn't be where we are today without the backing of this university. So thank you from the principal of
At this time, I'm going to call on Mr. Meyer to review the actions of the Judiciary Committee for reviewing the president's evaluation. So, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you. Right. As has been the custom for the last several years, fairly extensive performance evaluation form has been sent to each of the members of regents, and I would say first thank you all for getting those back. We had 100% participation on that, all done well. Those were that lady got back to me, and then Ms. Gray was very helpful in getting all of that stuff coordinated and condensed in one with all your all's evaluations. And then on April the 11th, Ms. Gray and myself met Gary Ransdale, and President Ransdale went over these evaluations with him. I thought it was going to be about 10 or 15 minutes. He had another meeting, but I think it ended up being about an hour and 15 minutes. I think they were late. Probably caused some of that. Hopefully, didn't get too much trouble. But it was a very good dialogue back and forth. Very, very, very good. And I want to say that it was an exceptional performance evaluation. Again, it was very candid. Much was written. It's an exceptional evaluation. All of you all had a part in that. And I would say again that not part of the evaluation, but I, for my part, continue to say it was very fortunate to have the caliber of president we have to lead this university to the point that we are now. With that, I'll turn this back over to Ms. Gray. Unless there are any questions, yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to know how the process of finding a different instrument is going, and that for us is chairing that.
She is, and she will. I don't think she's here yet, but she will be here today. There's actually good timing, Betty. There's going to be we're having a meeting after this session today to go forward on that. So we'll be able to give some more insight on that, at least for the next meeting. Maybe soon.
Good question. We have our using the services too that we had from
Novak.
What?
Rich Novak.
Novak. So he's been working with us, and so he is those associations attending this
I would say that in this event, in what the board filled out, that every aspect of the university was hit on that. know that there's been some desire to make a more extensive evaluation, maybe once every 5 years, and then something like this. Anything else?
We'll look forward to having today's report at the I just kind of like to point out how many committees for officers for all 8 or 9. John Rogers has refused to be those persons on that committee. We're hearing back nominations and some of you wanted to do that. In the informational section under the executive committee, there is actually an action item, and I'd like to pull that one next, and then we'll do the other information one. It's the name of the Clinic Education Complex. And, I think you got a separate mail. Did you get a separate one on that? Am I correct?
You got an electronic copy. Mm-hmm. I have copies if anyone needs one.
5.2.6.1. Mm-hmm.
It will.
This is a request for the naming of the Clinical Education Complex. This is Susan Vitale Clinical Education Complex. It is a result of a $1.5 million gift. Special needs trust is in the So we have on that paper a motion to approve that name as stated, and I would accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Very a great resource and a place for learning and help children.
Also, we had a little ceremony about the building last spread.
This is an unusual situation in that an individual, Leo Cavone, lived on Florida, operated the state's trust, but they gave the state plans and put them in trust and used the income from that trust to support not-for-profit enterprises that are important to communities. Particularly here for you today, unusual needs, mostly health related. Really embrace the Kelly Office program in our clinical education complex, and the total giving has averaged $2.25 billion. This is an enterprise that has no relationship to WKU outside of the recognition of important things that's being done in this community. We hear a lot about regional stewardship in universities, and there's not a better example of this university putting its intellectual capacity to work. Proper steward of the community, an area where nothing existed prior to the creation of this clinical education complex to address the autism spectrum across our region. And this is just huge for our community. And it's all the private money. We do have some base operating support in our budget to support the CDC within the budget last year. It's not a lot of money, $100,000, I think, total. For this enterprise. The building's been built and downstream created private support to make this possible for people who understand and care deeply about those children with such needs. And for Leo to recognize Suzanne Vitale as the energy and the emphasis behind the creation of the CDC and the raising of the money to make it possible is pretty special. That all comes out of respect and observation of her work and energy. And he said, okay, I'm going to give us money, but I want you to name the building for us. And that's pretty cool. So thank you for doing that. I think that would begin to bring distinction to this university. More importantly, incredibly important services to you to be the most. And we're now beginning to be mainstreamed on our own campus, I might add, which is really special.
Thank you. Next item is